Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Astro Energy Astrology Show on Blog Talk Radio with me, astrologer Shelley Overton. Each week, we go over the planetary positions, discuss astrology, and take callers' questions. If you would like to call in and get a reading, you can call 347-994-3365. Call in early as the lines fill up. Good morning. It is Wednesday, April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day. Oh my gosh. I just realized that. So hopefully none of you will get pranked, although I would say quite a prank the universe is pulling on us, isn't it? It's probably not a prank, but it is very sad and positive energy coming in right now. So welcome. This is the Astro Energy Astrology Show, and my name is Shelley Overton. I'm an astrologer in Orlando, Florida, and every week I come to you and give you the astrology for the week, and maybe a little in advance of a few other weeks. But anyway, I'm just going to let you kind of know a couple things. First off, I've redesigned my website. This is something that I've been working on for a couple weeks. And, you know, being isolated has definitely helped that. So if you want to take a look at it, it's angeliczodiac.com. And let me know if everything's working okay, if you enjoy it. And we're going to be adding more blogs and lots of information there. I really like it. It's kind of streamlined. It's still brightly colored, which I love. But it's an amazing website, and I'm really happy with it, so give it a shot. The other thing is I am working on my art, some of my art for astrology, and I have a website. Currently, I have a website that actually has a lot of art on it. It's astroart.net, but I'm kind of doing a redesign with that as well, and I'm using a different website that I think will be a better layout for that particular site. So I do have the same art, but it's getting kind of redesigned. So you see the merchandise that I have more easily when you go to it. So I'm not done with that yet, but you can still check out the art at astroart.net. Another thing, this is all just kind of incidental things before we get into the podcast, but what have I been doing lately? This is what I've been doing. I've been spending a lot of time writing horoscopes, redesigning my website, working on paintings and artwork, which I'm really enjoying, and posting to Instagram. So if you are interested in seeing what I'm doing, go to Instagram. At my main Instagram is Artful Shelley, ArtfulSHelley. And the other one is Angelic Zodiac 1. And that gets all of my astrology posts for what's going on currently. I post charts. If you're interested in looking at charts and finding out how things are read on a chart, you can kind of get a little bit of information on that, because I take a photo of an astrology program and then I add little markup information on that, and it'll kind of teach you a little bit about different planets and their glyphs and what is going on in the sky currently. So I've gotten good feedback about it. I hope you all enjoy it if you want to go take a look. And then, of course, I have my Facebook page and my Twitter feed, and Pinterest has a site. If you look for Angelic Zodiac there or Astro Energy, there are different pin boards over there. Okay, so hang on one second. You know, I try not to say too much about coronavirus because it's just getting so much of our attention currently. And I really don't want to put more energy into that. I really want to put energy into the benefits that we are getting from all being kind of quarantined together at this point. And I'll tell you some of those right now. And as they relate to astrology. So Saturn went into Aquarius. I've been talking about that for weeks now. And I realized, because I have Saturn in late degree Aquarius in my progress chart, it's around 28 degrees right now, late Saturn in Aquarius. So I definitely have a strong connection to this particular transit. And some things that I don't necessarily say, when I talk about astrology, I can get a little bit more technical, and I do want to bring in a human element to my podcast because I just think it's really helpful to understand things in a practical, real-life, first-person sense. And so when I think about working out of the house, which a lot of us are doing right now, I find that there are underlying currents, and this is Saturn will bring an awareness of our inclinations, because what happens when Saturn transits a sign is it brings out what your desires are, because your desires can be curtailed in that area of your chart. And so when you have a restriction, you get stronger desires to have it other than that restriction. And so one of the subtleties I realized for me, because I do really like working out of the house, my Saturn's in the house of home and family in the fourth house, so retrograde by progression and in Aquarius, I enjoy this energy like so immensely. My natural daily life is about being with my computer in the home. And so when I think about doing work online, Aquarius energy makes me resist. And it can also make us do other things, a lot of other things around the house. We get distracted. And that's the nature of Aquarius, is it's really one of the strong ADD signs of the zodiac, along with Virgo and Gemini, because it's very electrical, mental energy, mental stimulation. So we're kind of off the deep end with this Aquarius energy. And so we find a lot of different things that distract us. And currently, my daughter is playing Animal Crossing, which is the big game of the summer, of the spring, of this particular year, and is amazing that that even came in at the right time. It's huge because everyone has time to play it. So it's probably going to shut down all the servers. But the energy that I'm really referring to is when you feel like, I know I should do this, but I'm resisting it. And that energy is something I've been feeling like, yes, there are so many things I could be getting done, but I'm easily distracted right now. And, you know, when other people are in your environment, especially if you've been thrown into a situation with family members and they're, you know, going through their own dynamics with other people, like, for instance, my daughter is around me in my parents' house. We're here right now. And she's got a situation with her boyfriend, and they're going on and on back and forth about something. And then now I'm drawn into it, and I'm trying to focus on what I'm doing. So this can happen during Saturn and Aquarius, and we can be really distractible. And at the same time, if we focus our energy on small tasks, that can help. I don't want you to beat yourself up because you're going like, oh wow, I can't stay on task. It's okay, because the nature of Aquarius is to flip from flower to flower, really, and pollinate each flower and really understand the nature of many different things in smaller doses, because Aquarius energy is very quick to understand what's going on. They have a broader scope of an overarching view of the collective, and they get very rapidly what's going on dynamically with everybody or with the situation. So they don't necessarily need as much time on any particular item because they get it quickly. So if you're feeling like that energy is coming into your life, it's okay. You know, this is definitely a time to find multiple things to do. I personally have been watching Netflix. I've been catching up on movies. I have years of Oscar-winning movies I have not seen. I just watched Her yesterday, which was an interesting movie. And actually, it was about a guy who falls in love with his operating system voice, and she is an artificial intelligence energy, so she starts learning more and more, and she dives into all of his emails and cleans out all the old stuff and finds out about him. And, you know, it is kind of a cautionary tale about how much information we give to corporations via technology. But caught up on that. I watched Brave. I watched Tangled again. My favorite Disney princess movie is Tangled, probably for obvious reasons, because she is an artist and she's fascinated with the lanterns in the sky and nature and everything, being happy and enthusiastic. So, yeah, I'm really taking advantage of the downtime to immerse myself in all of my interests. And on the other side, my diet is vegan, and my family is very much standard American diet. So my parents are up there in their 70s and like to go out and eat. And so going out to eat all the time is usually a fast food endeavor or something that's less healthy. Usually it involves potatoes and it doesn't agree with my system anymore. So I have to make my boundaries. I've gone to the grocery store and bought a lot of vegetables and rice and things I can get that I can compile into my own diet that agree with me better. So I would say, you know, if you're in a situation where other people are altering how you normally live and it's not to your benefit health-wise, definitely rediscover your center and maybe go off and meditate a little bit. Meditation's a wonderful thing to do right now with the energies because we have Neptune in Pisces. We have Saturn in Aquarius, which is really good about channeling information and bringing things to our minds like words or sentences. Oh, goody, my astrology program is not working. Let me real quick, it doesn't have the letters translated to glyphs, so I get all the letters. There's no font for it, so every glyph is now a letter. I have to go in and tell it to please not do that. Give me a second. Well, I'll talk while I'm doing it. Hang on. I've got to clear my throat. I don't like to share that with you, though. And I'm sure you'll thank me for that. So I've been really trying to focus on moving forward with my energy and not being this person who is carried away by the surroundings. And that means shutting the door when my parents play Fox News nonstop and really, you know, texting other people who understand the negativity out there that's being just broadcast nonstop. It's not great. But anyway, okay, so you're here for astrology. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit. I want to tell you this, though, because I just got done with my horoscopes for April and May. And I have an app I've been working on. I've mentioned it a couple times, but we've been going through like the fine tuning of it. But you're welcome to look into it if you want. It's called Zodiluv, Zodiluv. And you can go on Apple App Store and look into that. And the reason I bring it up is because, and you can also go, this is actually the key, Twitter has a Zodiluv page, and my horoscopes are put out there every week on the Zodiluv page on Twitter. So if you want to get my weekly horoscopes for that, just go to Zodiluv on Twitter, Zodiluv. And then you'll get all the information that I spend hours putting together just for you. Okay, so this coming month, April is actually a mixed bag. I did notice, and I will give you a heads up, May 11th through the 15th, 16th, which is 5 days, is going to be significant. And I'm just going to give you a real quick rundown of the events astrologically that are happening that week, because I'm going to talk about it for a whole podcast. I think it's next week. It's significant. So we have May 11th, Saturn retrogrades. Mercury goes into Gemini. Mercury and Mars square. On the 12th, we have Venus retrograde. Moon moves into Aquarius. Mars enters Pisces on that day. The 13th, Venus retrogrades overnight. So it's both days, but it's overnight. And then Mars enters Pisces also overnight. So it's both the 12th and the 13th. And then the 14th, Jupiter retrogrades. So it's a very significant week of retrogrades. It's a significant week of transitions from planets from one sign to another. And then Mars is going into, Mars is going into Pisces. And then we will have Sun entering Gemini a week later. So Mars and the Sun will be squaring in May. So it's going to be a rock and roll in time, and I know everybody is wondering when this all is going to end. It's going to be on and off, and that's really the way I see it. I think that we're going to be having a lot of back and forth. Of course, retrogrades, they can either help us to pull back energy so we're not having so much of it, or they can point us back where we've just been. So it can go either way. It can be like pulling away and not having the forward motion, or it can be we're going to have to go and reevaluate how we've been handling it, which is a huge part of what we're doing this year with all of the Mercury retrogrades. All of the Mercury retrogrades are, for the majority of the retrograde period, going to be in water signs. So last year, I believe it was Earth. This year is water, and so we're having the process go from Pisces to Cancer to Scorpio, and I'll talk more about that in a little bit, but I apologize. I'm really congested today in my throat, so hang on 1 second. Okay, so April has Mars in Aquarius, and that happened March 30th, which was 2 days ago. And so we shifted from the energy of this regimented, structured Capricorn to freedom-loving and eccentric and unexpected Aquarius. It can mean that we are promoting our power, our personal power, much more, and we are standing up for ourselves. We're not letting other people really drive how we interact with them, and we will stand up to them. The moon is in Cancer, and so actually now that I have my chart up, I'm going to just look off of that. The moon in Cancer is entering the first day of the month with this homebound energy. We are focused on the family. Venus is in Taurus at 28 degrees, which is in trine to the Capricorn energy and early Mars in Aquarius. We have Saturn at zero Aquarius today. We have Pluto and Jupiter are conjunct today at 24 degrees of Capricorn. I'm going to talk about that for a little bit. So Jupiter is expansion, transformation, transition. It seeks out higher understanding and wisdom. So it's the sign of the professor. It's the sign of spiritual growth. And it is the sign of the vagabond and the traveler. It's right next to Pluto, which is major change, major upheaval, the deep psychological truths of the matter. So today is probably going to be, as far as the virus is concerned, an expansive energy around. And even last night, I heard this too, that they're projecting a much larger death toll associated with it that can be Jupiter and Pluto. They are strong, transition, transformative, and death, rebirth in the case of Pluto energy. So this is really a striking connection that we're all experiencing. And then following that is Mars Saturn in Aquarius, which means that there is a broader sense of understanding that we are moving into this energy of the collective and what we share together. But also Mars in Aquarius wants to be free to move about and not worry about things, which, of course, he was just conjunct Saturn, which meant that he was restricted. He was restricted by Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn recently, because each one of them imbued our drive, our action, with so much strong transformative energy that now he's out beyond Saturn and he's basically running free on his own, like a horse that broke out of its corral. And so he's exploring now. He is going to our ideas. He's going to new ways of doing things online. Jupiter ruling education is conjunct Pluto, so that is everybody online. My daughter was making mention this morning of how people are saying, oh, I'm online now and doing my school. And she's like, well, everybody's online now. And it's true. Everybody has moved online for their education. And that is Saturn in Aquarius. It's like we want to be free to be who we are in our own environment with the people that we feel comfortable with. And we are shifting our focus to a new way of living. And right now, immediately, it's by necessity. But in the future, it will be because of desire, because we are no longer in this restrictive, hierarchical, bricks and mortar world. We are in an area that lets our minds run free. And so we're able to really think of the world in a different way. We're able to allow in new information that can spark our interests and spark our awareness of other cultures and other peoples. And we'll do it from a safe distance through the internet, but the internet has become a hugely invaluable means of social connection. And it's ironic that we have these children, and think about it, the children born at the millennium are the ones, and really social media came in, I think the smartphone was so the internet was like around 94, and social media really became big in the mid-aughts, for lack of a better term, the mid-2000s, so 2000 to 2010. And so that was really the generation that came in to connect to the Aquarian energy. They had Aquarius planets in their charts, Neptune and Uranus. And now we have this whole energy, Saturn and Aquarius. You know, I mentioned that my son has a cluster of Aquarian planets and an Aquarius rising. He is now holed up at his dad's house. He's building a boat, air blows the sails. He's building a sailboat and he's online. He's lost the end of his education, Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto conjunct in January, which was the heads up. We're going to have a change in education and restriction around that exact thing. It's also affected churches. And I was just reading this week that there was a minister who opened his church for like hundreds of people for two different masses over the weekend, and he's been arrested and has a $500 bail now because he went against the directive, the legal directive to not meet, and he was bucking that whole idea that we have to hole up. It just doesn't even make any sense to me. Like, if this is as bad as they're saying, which I'm sure it is, why would you even take a chance? Why bother taking a chance? We have the internet. Just go on the internet and connect to people and find new ways of earning money, which we're all still having needs. We're all, you know, delivery happens. We can deliver things via downloads. There's no reason to put yourself at jeopardy or at risk if you can make your business online. Yes, there are people, you can't do your hair care business online. Can maybe take this time and come up with hair care products or give YouTube videos hints on how to take care of your hair until you can see your hairdresser. I mean, there's just so much of a world out there online, and that's what this Aquarius energy is drawing us towards. So the sun is now in Aries. The new energy, the child energy coming in, wanting us to be aware of how we were when we were young. What were we like? It's at 12 degrees Aries right now, so it's pubescent, so to speak, 12 years old, 12 degrees. And it's awakening us to those initial feelings of, I'm young and I have a drive to go discover new things. I remember when I was 12, I was interested in hypnosis. I was interested in magic. I think I know I shouldn't have, but I played with the Ouija board because all of this was so fascinating to me. I have a Scorpio rising and 12 degree Scorpio moon. So 12 years old was like a huge awakening for me in the metaphysical world. This is a really great time, and honestly, in some sense, it is a renaissance. It's a rebirth of our awareness of ourselves and what our place in the collective is, which is that Aquarius energy. And Mars is driving it right now. Mars will be there for the month. He goes into Pisces for the month of May, which, honestly, the month of May is probably going to be another, what's the word, it's going to come hit us again with a vengeance, I think, in May, because Mars is drive and Pisces is that collective, it's a collective story around the past. It's a story around liquids and our body systems, like the liquids within the body, you know, sneezes, coughs, things that atomize into the air like steam. I do think that May is going to be another quarantine month. If April gets us out and we end up having it lifted for a period of time, there is a strong possibility we will be back holed up in May because of this energy. And again, what we were talking about earlier with mid-May and how everything is coming in mid-May with the retrogrades and the connections there. Without getting into too much of that, it is a very significant month this year. We had the conjunction, stellium conjunction in Capricorn in January on the 12th and 13th, and now we have the May conjunction retrograde of these planets, actually more retrogrades than conjunctions. They're actually starting to square, but I'm not getting into it. I'm going to stop talking about it because when I did the horoscope in more detail, I already had the month with stars and lines around all the dates. But when I looked at it again, I'm like, in this context, at the beginning of the year when I did my daily planner and went through all the month day-to-day in my planner, I saw what was going on overall and I marked it. But when I did the monthly horoscopes for week by week for Zodi Love, it's significant, like January was significant. So just know that we'll talk more about it. I'm not scaring you. I will do a blog and a podcast on it. So anyway, let me go back to what's coming up in April. And I'm sorry, I have to mute for a second again. Okay, so Venus is in positive aspect to Saturn after April 4th. So we're going to be popping with ideas. Jupiter joining with Pluto in the evening of that day, it's significant for goodbyes and understanding of freedom. And we realize truly how valuable our freedom is. I'm just going to scan here. I do want to take a caller. And so hold on if you're waiting for me to talk to you. I will talk to at least one, if not two, if I can fit two in. And then the moon in Capricorn on Wednesday of the 13th through the 19th will be at odds with the sun in Aries. So there will be a square between the sun and Pluto that week. And then Tuesday that week will be frustrating. I'm actually touching on a few of the horoscope sentences that I've got here because I really want to give you an overview of what's coming. And then the 20th through the 26th, you know what, I'm just going to do it spontaneous or whatever. Just do it out of my planner. So the 20th, the 21st, 22nd, we're going to be able to start shopping with a new moon in Taurus. I'm hoping that by the 22nd, there may be some freedom, a little bit of our freedoms come back in that timeline. And then we will be taking more better care of our bodies after the sun goes back into Taurus and the new moon comes in Taurus. So it'll be after the 22nd of April. And then we have a bit of war words with the Mercury retrograde coming up the end of April. Not Mercury, Pluto retrograde. And so Pluto retrogrades on the 25th of April, and it'll be a denial of the motivations, and we're going to be a denial of motivations. I'm not really sure what I meant by that. I'm sorry. okay, so Mercury also squares Jupiter on Saturday, the 25th. So we're going to have a really strong energy around communication and education at odds. So there's going to be this desire. Really, it'll be like spring fever hitting the kids in that timeline. And they're going to want to move out of the whole educational thing. And we're going to probably have a huge battle at that point, trying to keep the kids focused till the summer comes. Yeah, definitely stir crazy by then if we're still under quarantine by then. But I think that there, you know, the month of Aries, Sun, and Mars and Aquarius is going to have us wanting to be out and about more. Pluto's going to retrograde, and Jupiter and Pluto are going to probably stick fairly close to each other for a while. So it is going to be an energy of understanding the need, the internal need for freedom, by having some of that curtailed. Anyway, I don't know. I feel like I want to take a call right now, so I apologize. Yeah, the Aquarius energy definitely has an effect on me. Anyway, let's take a caller. So 202, hi. I know who it is, but tell me who you are.
Hi. It's Kay. How are you?
Yeah. I'm good. How are you? What's up, Kay?
Oh, nothing.
What's going
on? nothing and everything. I just wanted to check in my chat for employment or maybe receiving unemployment.
Oh, okay. Hang on one second while I get the charts going here.
Thanks. I've been
You're
looking
welcome.
For remote work like everyone else, and I've
yeah,
also applied
exactly.
for unemployment,
well,
but I'm a freelancer, so
yeah.
We'll see if I can get
right.
it.
Well, Monster.com, I've got that. I look at a few different things on Monster.com, and they've got a lot of remote work, and so does Indeed, INDEED.com.
Oh, yeah, that's,
yeah,
what
that's
I use
definitely
Indeed.
Increased.
I'll check out Monster, though.
Yeah, because I do remote work as well, and that, I mean,
okay.
that's something that I've been looking for graphic design-wise. I have many, many interests, so I'm always doing something.
That's good.
Yeah, Mercury is joining with Neptune for you. That actually means that there could be something. Do you have any interest in doing, like, documentaries or something along those lines?
Yes, that's what I'm a documentary filmmaker. Mm-hmm.
I know, I remember, but it looks like that's, like, communicating and doing networking online is going to be helpful for you right now to do that. And honestly, I would say something along the lines of editing could be really beneficial for you. Do you do editing? Your own editing?
Yes, that's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would put that out. Do you have social media accounts with network connections to people in the business?
I do, like a LinkedIn or something.
Yeah. Well, LinkedIn or even mm-hmm. Instagram, where you follow producers or directors or writers or anyone in the business. Start mm-hmm. mentioning the skills that you have and getting it out there on social media. And yes, LinkedIn would be fine to do too. Mars in Aquarius is in your house of money, so that tells me you're going to get money from multiple sources, and definitely online is one of those. I would say that mm-hmm. if anything comes in the near future, it'll be from when Mars hit Saturn recently, which is your career. So right now, though, with Mars out ahead of Saturn, you know, he joined up a couple days ago, and now he's out ahead of Saturn, which means that you have to continue to make efforts on your own and not just look
mm-hmm.
at what's coming your way from the structure, but like blaze the trail,
mm-hmm.
do your own thing, because that's going to put those feelers out. And it's going to be like, what I'm getting in my mind is like a spider's web that you see a glisten of dewdrop in the morning, and it shines on one, and then it just spreads to all the other web lines and
mm-hmm.
all the other places. And so it's like that. It's
mm-hmm.
like, if you shine your light through networking, and right now, like I said, everybody's on the web, everybody's doing it. So, you know, that's the name of the internet, is the World Wide Web. So the
mm-hmm.
visual I have is that you're putting that light on your talent, on the dewdrop on that
mm-hmm.
line of the web, and it'll spread. So just keep keep active on social media. I would, if I were you, I don't know if you've done this, but if you have a YouTube channel, post snippets or sections or even whole videos of the work you've done, and then start bragging about it on your Instagram, because you know, what have you got to lose? You know, anybody who sees it. And the other side, if you don't have a YouTube, you should get one, and then you can start promoting yourself that way. It's just the current state of the industry in a lot of ways. You know, get it online, live streaming. So yeah, that's the advice I have for you, given your chart, is your Mercury, you're in a Mercury return, which is really good for connecting to people, doing what you like to do, what you like to think about, and doing creative things. Mercury in Pisces in the third house, you communicate through visuals, you communicate through arts and creativity, and your communication style is film, obviously, and that's where you're at right now with the Neptune-Mercury conjunction. So it's being highlighted in your chart, and given the state of what's going on, I think, and again, I really don't want to be insensitive, and I absolutely am not. I'm an empath, so I feel everybody's pain with what's going on. But on the other side of the coin, this is a tremendous awakening opportunity of people connecting in ways they never have. And do you feel that? I feel really clear energy.
I go through waves. Like, I feel the clear energy, and I'm like, okay, this is time to reset, and like, I feel like I'm really kind of building like a new structure for myself, and it feels very freeing and inspiring, you know, but then sometimes you get bogged down with, you know, news or other people's energy. So it's sort of been vacillating between those two, but I agree with you in that way.
Yeah. So interestingly enough, the retrogrades are going to be hitting on your Sun-Mercury conjunction in Pisces, and Mars will be going through there in May, which for you means that the action – see, this is the thing that I don't know if people really recognize. Every person has different planets in their chart and expresses energy differently. And we've lived in a society that has become quite homogenous with how we deal with people. And Aquarius is like, no, this doesn't work for everybody. And that's what it draws attention to, is that everybody has unique ways of expressing themselves in the world, unique ways of interpreting energy. And your energy is being interpreted through the Pisces Virgo axis with a little bit of Libra, but a lot of, and you have Neptune in Sagittarius, so that's fire. But your axis being triggered right now is the Earth energy of your Saturn, your Jupiter, your Mars in Virgo, and then your Pisces, which Sun, Mercury down in communications. And so you're really feeling this strong pull towards doing something practical, doing something that is increasing awareness for other people, but also helping you to have a voice. And your voice naturally is a very quiet voice. I mean, maybe people hear you call in frequently to the podcast, and they hear you talk, and they know that you're around and you can speak up for yourself. But your nature with Mercury and Pisces is to be more demure, to be more behind the scenes, to be doing something that's quiet, which doesn't necessarily resonate to how you are when you come on the podcast, but it's really more your true nature. So when Mars comes into Pisces, it's going to really enhance the energy of your Mercury Sun conjunction in Pisces in the house of communication, and give you the drive to go and show the creative side you need. And so May is going to be a really strong creative month for you, but there will be, and I've got chills with that, but there will be a pulling back of energy when the retrogrades happen, and that's the refinement area. So I just want you to know that you serve a great purpose in getting out really the voice of spirit, the voice of the subliminal stuff that you're picking up on very strongly, because you're an empath too. Sun in Pisces, Mercury in Pisces, like, you're really psychic and you really tune into people. And so you have to give voice to that. And there's going to be an interesting T-square in your chart when we have this Gemini. Venus is going into Gemini in April. And then we'll be there for the month of April, which will be opposing in late April. It'll be opposing your Neptune, and then squaring your Pisces planet. So you're going to have like this T-square in your chart that will really trigger, it'll shift how things are, but it'll also like activate your chart. Okay. But I do want you to know that Mars right now is in your house of money, getting money from separate areas, many different multiple areas. And then that, okay. that can mean online. It can mean even potentially charity, like of some sort of getting a grant or getting.
Yep. You're right.
Yeah. Awesome.
I just got two emergency grants.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's wonderful. And did you get those through an arts council of some sort?
Yeah, they have. So for creatives, there are all these different grants for, you know, COVID
wow.
creatives, because those freelancers were
wow.
just like asked out, you know. So anybody
yeah.
who's a creative, if you just Google like freelance rights and COVID grants, a whole
wow.
bunch of stuff will come up. Yeah, it's wonderful to
oh
see
God.
That people are really supporting each other. The grants are from people donating money or from different, you know.
Oh, that is awesome.
It was
wow,
cool.
good deal.
Yeah. Do you think that unemployment will come through for me? And if so, when does that look like it will come? It's been 10 days.
Unemployment's going to be, well,
on the 9th of March.
Yeah, that's probably more, even in the next, like not tomorrow, but maybe the day after that. I would say later in the week. Are you aware
mm-hmm.
of the whole... they approved $2 trillion in help. Are you aware of that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm kind of...
Yeah, we each get $1,200, and then
yeah.
you can file for unemployment. If you're denied, then you can apply for, I think it's pandemic assistance or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
yeah.
So, yeah, those kind of things look more possible for your chart because Mars and Aquarius, Aquarius rules charity. And then
mm-hmm.
You have Moon moving into other people's money, which is, so right now Moon's at 14 Cancer, and your house of other people's money and joint finances is 22 Cancer. So tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
late tonight and into tomorrow for the next 2 or 3 days, you're going to have the Moon going through that part of your chart, which is joint finances. So you probably will get some kind of family help or government help because it also rules energy that's political. So my guess is...
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a good time for you to get money from government sources or family sources. And then
okay.
the Moon, right after that, the Moon hits your Virgo, which is work. And so I would say, let me see where we are. So beginning of next week is going to be much better for you to really get active around the kind of work you're looking for. Okay. But there will be money
okay.
coming in. There is money coming in. It just isn't necessarily, it's going to be an amalgamation for you. You have Aquarius in the house of money, which is multiple sources. So it's not just one steady thing. It's multiple.
Right.
So yeah, all those right. sources. Networking, like you're just going to be one of the Aquarian people going here to here to here to here, like trying to juggle all the options. But yeah,
right.
having the Moon in Virgo, it's on your Mars, it's on your Jupiter, it's on your Saturn. And that's where you're going to do work, and that's teaching. You have your Saturn in the house of higher education. So, if you want, get yourself together a little class. If you have an Apple computer, go into Keynote
mm-hmm.
and create yourself a little PowerPoint presentation in Keynote, and then post
mm-hmm.
it to YouTube. And then you can even make
mm-hmm.
a donation button. You can
mm-hmm.
Facebook has a donation button option if you have a Facebook group or a Facebook page. Anyway, I've got to end
mm-hmm.
this because I'm running out of time.
I appreciate
but,
it. Thank you for all of your
yeah.
help, and I hope that you're doing
welcome.
Okay over there. It sounds like you're staying positive.
I
appreciate you staying positive and not
yeah,
focusing too much on it.
Thank you. I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. I'm staying fairly healthy and just, you know, a little congestion from the time of year and
mm-hmm.
staying in, trying to stay clean and not go out and
right.
yeah, just trying to ride out the storm, so to speak. And it's going to be a year
good
long on and off thing. Yeah. But I'm just giving a
yeah,
heads up for that for everybody. Unfortunately,
yeah.
the podcast is not long enough to give all the details, but I will do a blog on my angeliczodiac.com channel. So keep an eye out there, subscribe so that you can get the newsletters, which are my blogs. And take care of yourself, and I wish you the best, okay?
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, everyone, that's the show for this week. Anyway, check me out online. You'll get more information. I love you. Take care. Bye. Be safe. Hi, this is Shelley. Thank you for joining us this week. To contact me for a private reading, go to angeliczodiac.com under the Readings tab. Background music was provided by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com, with additional music by Tracy Coryell at tracyland.com, TRACEYLAN.